Liberian police and CDC supporters clashed on August 22 at the party headquarters. The government says it was due to a drug raid within its vicinity. In his letter to ECOWAS the next day, former President Weah described the eviction as premeditated and the latest example by the Boakai administration to trample on political freedoms and stoke tension in Liberia. Janga Ko is the national chairperson of the CDC.
The former president wants ECOWAS to call President Boakai and his team to order, because as you know, Liberia has enjoyed 21 years of uninterrupted peace, and it is very critical that the stability of the country is maintained. But in a situation where the current government is violating the laws of the country, violating the rights of citizens, what citizens could revert, like you saw the incident at the CDC headquarters, where the police has gone there twice, and the latest on Thursday resulting into these brutal attacks against unarmed civilians. And other details are utter provocations.
Chairman Cole says the CDC preserved peace in Liberia during the Weah administration and is not interested in derailing aid.
So nobody should create the impression that the CDC wants trouble. No, because the CDC controlled take power and peacefully surrender it. Nobody who does not want peace will surrender power on such a thin margin. So the government should stop the hypocrisy. The government should focus on some immense challenges Liberia faces.
Information Minister Gerald Limbeck Pia turned down our request for an on-the-record interview. He said to a Facebook Messenger text that the government will respond if necessary at an appropriate time. Clarence Monimba is a former presidential candidate and political leader of the Liberian National Union Party. He welcomes the decision by former President Weah to reach out to ECOWAS, but says both parties are heading in the wrong direction.
A nation that is still lacks the leadership that we need in this country. We need to be talking about what really matters to the people of Liberia, not two political parties that over the last 20 years have alternated power. Yes, there's need for peace and calm, but what needs to be paramount? As a country and as a nation, we continue to focus on the wrong agenda that would transform this country. So that's the frustration in terms of what happened last week. People continue to put party politics over nation.
Adonsi Maimin is the executive director of the Center for Transparency and Accountability in Liberia. He says former President Weah's letter is a step in the right direction as far as democracy is concerned, although he may not be in total agreement with its content.
So have regional partners complain about the actions of the government that are not in line with democratic best practices. That's the way to go. Expect our leaders, our national actors, decision makers, policy makers, those in power and those in waiting to use the law, to use whatever established framework to channel their grievances.
In 2019 and during the Weah administration, former Justice Kambeda Janice sought redress from the ECOWAS court following his impeachment by the Supreme Court of Liberia. The ECOWAS court ruled that the administration should reinstate and compensate Justice Jane for wrongful removal. However, the Weah government did not implement the ECOWAS court's ruling. Now, some Liberians are not sure how exactly former President Weah would like for the regional body to respond to his letter. For Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipson in Monrovia, Liberia.